Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's episode is one that is a little off the normal idea of themes. We've done a lot of more common themes. This one's a little more niche. And we're really excited today to bring you cheese trivia. Trivia all about cheese. What do you think of that?
I'm going to get 15 out of 15.
Yeah. Big cheese people here. We love our cheese.
And we're from Wisconsin.
Exactly. And we're from Wisconsin. So without further ado, before we jump into cheese trivia, we're going to do today's fan question of the week. Listener Mark wrote in, and actually, well, not wrote in, went to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and recorded this question. So here we go. We're going to turn things over to Mark.
Hello there, everybody. This is Mark Krebsbach. I have a great trivia question for Dad and Lad. Who is the only player in Major League Baseball to be unanimously voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Ooh, okay. A little baseball question. Who is the only player to be unanimously voted, meaning every person voted for them?
I think Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth? That's a great guess. I'm going to guess Michael Jordan.
I mean, he was an MLB player, but he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Not a good baseball player, no. All right, let's check the lad's answer of Babe Ruth. Here we go. Back to Mark.
Mariano Rivera in 2019. Thanks for a great podcast. I love listening.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know who Mariano Rivera is. Yeah, kind of a bigger baseball player during the dad's time. Yes, very fantastic baseball player. I believe played mainly for the Yankees, but that's just my guess.
Aaron Judge is going to make it into the Hall of Fame.
You're probably right. Absolutely.
No exceptions.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark, for that trivia question. He logged on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and left us that. So thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. All right. And now we're going to dive right into our topic of the day, cheese trivia. These first round of questions are our trivia top round. Yes, the trivia top round, and these questions are the easiest that we have. All right, so here we go. Question one of cheese trivia. What color is most cheddar cheese?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct. We would also accept orange.
Yellow, orange.
Maybe in that autumnal color palette. But yeah, anything yellow, orange. But there is like white cheddar. You can get cheddar in a couple different types of colors. So, all right, question two. Which animal gives us the milk used to make most cheese?
Cow.
Cow is correct.
Then there's goat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can make milk from, or make cheese from milk from just about any animal. You can make, I don't think we have a
snake
question.
Milk?
Right. You can make question, it has to be a mammal. Because mammals are the only animals.
You said almost any animal.
I should have said any mammal. But yeah, you can make milk from buffalo milk. I keep saying milk. You can make cheese from buffalo milk. You can make all kinds of different kinds. All right. Question number three. What type of cheese is famously full of holes?
Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese is correct. Now, the Swiss cheese is made of holes, and they often call those little holes eyes. And during the cheese making process, those are kind of like almost like little bubbles of carbon dioxide gas that's made during the cheese process, which is why Swiss cheese has holes in it.
Weird.
Yeah, kind of weird. All right, question number four. What kind of cheese is known for being soft, spreadable, and often used on bagels?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese is correct. Do you like cream cheese?
No,
you're not a cream cheese guy. Had you at least tried it?
Yeah,
you've tried it, but not a fan.
No,
I enjoy cream cheese. I like a really good sweet cream cheese, like a strawberry cream cheese or something like that on a bagel. Those are really good. And finally, question number five: what kind of cheese is often eaten on chips or on pretzels at ball games or movie theaters?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese is correct.
I don't own cheese.
That is nacho cheese. I think it's actually kind of a stretch to call nacho cheese cheese because I don't think that there's much cheese in it at all, if any.
It's just processed
stuff.
Stuff.
It is stuff. All right. And with that, we have already wrapped up the Trivia Tot round. First five questions in the books, and the lad is 5 for 5. A perfect round. Good job. But now we're going to get tougher questions here. These last five have been pretty easy, and now we're gonna take off the gloves a little bit here and make these a little more difficult. So here we go. Question 6, the mind mover round. Which cartoon mouse is always chasing cheese? I'll give you a hint. Not only is he chasing cheese, but he is also being chased.
Jerry.
Yeah, that kind of gave it away. Yes, Jerry is correct. From which cartoon?
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. Yes. Classic cartoon. Everyone loves that one, especially growing up. It's great for young ones. Gets a little weird at times. They the older cartoons, they didn't have as many rules about what you could put on TV. They always got a little interesting, but yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. Question number 7. Blue cheese gets its color and flavor from what?
I don't know this one. Mold.
Mold is correct. Yeah. Cheese is really just kind of like controlled mold.
Yeah.
If you think about it. But yeah, the blue cheese gets its color and because it is just kind of like, it's just that. It is controlled mold over a certain amount of time.
But who wants blue cheese?
There's a lot of people who like blue cheese. You know that there's a lot of people who take like blue cheese dressing instead of ranch. That's a really big thing. Like there's a lot of people in other parts of the country that don't really like ranch. They use blue cheese dressing instead. What do you think about that? What are your thoughts?
Okay.
All right. The lad's pretty quiet today. Question 8. What country is the origin of feta cheese?
Italy.
Italy is incorrect. Oh, he missed his first one. Went 7 for 7. That's okay. That's all right. The country of origin for feta cheese is Greece. Greece. That's why you see feta cheese on like gyros and Greek salads and that kind of stuff. Greek food has a lot of feta
cheese. I don't eat Greek food.
Well, you should because it's good stuff. You're missing out. All right. Here's one in your wheelhouse. Question 9. In the movie Diary of a Wimpy Kid, what food-based curse is on the school playground?
The cheese.
The cheese.
Touch.
There we go. Almost missed that one. The cheese touch is correct. So
also,
can you, correction. Can you, sorry, what is the correct?
It's not the playground. It's the school basketball court.
Which is on the playground.
No, it's not.
Yes. I mean, playground is the play area outside of the school.
No, you should know what a playground looks like.
Wow. All right. Interesting. You and I have different definitions. So tell us about what is the cheese touch?
The cheese touch is like if you touch the cheese, you have the cheese touch and you have to pass it on to someone. And the only way to be safe from it is to cross your fingers.
And usually that person that gets the cheese touch has like bad luck and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they kind of are cast aside as kind of being an outcast for the time. Do you know of anything like that at school, like the cheese touch?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? What?
We started, that one of my friends, I'll say his nickname, Craig. That's not his real name, but his okay. nickname is Craig.
Craig.
And we started the Craig touch.
And so it's whoever touches Craig?
No, whoever Craig touches has the Craig touch.
Oh.
And he's safe from his own touch.
Oh, okay.
Because he's Craig.
Because he is Craig. Interesting. Is it caught on?
No.
No. Question 10. In what decade did spray cheese or cheese in a can become popular in the United States?
The 70s.
The 70s. Is very close, but incorrect.
It's the 80s.
The answer is the 1960s. The 1960s is
Bertram
when
really
we
got
saw.
Into the six. Bertram got into the 60s, and no one ever saw him again.
Yeah, that is true. Bertram from the Sandlot.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. The 1960s saw a lot of convenience food type things pop up, and spray cheese in a can was one of them.
And it's not very successful.
I think actually it's quite successful. There's a lot of different kinds of spray. We just live in Wisconsin and I think kind of look down on the idea of cheese in a can, but it's pretty popular and it's also very good. And again, like much like nacho cheese is probably not really cheese. It's just stuff in a can.
Same with Ritz crackers. It's amazing. It's not real cheese.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, don't start ragging on Ritz crackers because I'll fight you on this. I love Ritz crackers.
I know, but the cracker, like
the
Ritz cracker sandwiches.
The cracker sandwiches. Those are fake. It is. I mean, the cheese in there is.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's going to do it for the mind move around. Emmett only missed a couple, but oh boy. Cheese trivia is about to get really, really difficult, folks. We're going to break out the hardest questions we have. We scoured the corners of the internet looking for the toughest questions we could find about cheese trivia. So here we go. Put on your helmets, double knot your shoes, put on your pads, sew the button back on your shirt that fell off, because these are the toughest questions. We call this round
the Brain Busters. Also, could you repeat the part about where you said all the stuff about the things?
Nope, I can't because I can't remember what I said. All right, question number 11. In cheese making, curdling is the process that separates the cheese curds from the what?
The bacteria.
The bacteria is a great guess, but incorrect. Cheese making, when you put in like the whole milk, right, from the cow.
Yeah.
There's a process called curdling that separates the cheese curds that we love to eat from what's called the whey.
The whey?
Yep. W-H-E-Y. Not like the Mandalorian. This is
the whey.
Not like that. But yes. So that's the difference there. Question 12. What is the term for a person who sells or is an expert in cheese?
A Wisconsinite.
A Wisconsinite is a great answer. And there probably are quite a few of these people in Wisconsin, the answer we are looking for is a fromager. A fromager. Do you know why we call it a fromager?
Is fromage a cheese?
Fromage is not a cheese. Fromage means cheese.
In French?
In French, yeah. And you're in French class right now in your summer school.
Why I'm kind of quiet is because I'm getting mixed up with two different languages for your information.
That's okay. But yes, so fromage is cheese in French. And so someone who sells it or is an expert in cheese is a fromager. Kind of neat. Question 13. What kind of cheese is traditionally used in Philly cheesesteaks?
Parmesan.
Parmesan is incorrect.
Man, I suck.
You don't suck. You've never really been to Philly before and or paid attention to your Philly cheesesteaks. But
we've never had Philly cheesesteaks.
Well, you sort of have. We have a restaurant in Green Bay called the Cheesesteak Rebellion, which is
only get brat burgers there.
That is true. It's a little weird, but yes, it is a Star Wars themed Philly cheesesteak restaurant, which is fantastic. If you're ever in the Green Bay area, you got to go over to Cheesesteak Rebellion.
The cheese curds there.
Oh, they are fantastic. Yes, but back to the answer. The kind of cheese that is traditionally used, we would take two different answers. I personally think that there's one main answer, but the first answer is provolone. Yes, you would use provolone. Provolone is a really nice melty cheese.
It's like mayo.
If you think about sauce. If you look at Parmesan is not a melty cheese. It kind of stays a little bit tougher and it stays in like the granule form. It doesn't melt like provolone or cheddar does. But even more traditionally, and a lot of people will say it's not a Philly cheesesteak unless you have Cheese Whiz. Right back to the cheese in the can, the spray cheese. That's what it is. And I'm not going to lie. I went to Philly and I had a cheesesteak and I had it with Cheese Whiz, and it was fabulous. I would have it with Cheese Whiz every time. All right. Question 14. What 1990s film character, played by Macaulay Culkin, bragged about getting a large cheese pizza just for me?
Home Alone.
What 1990s film character?
No, Kevin McAllister.
There you go. He's That's from correct. Home Alone. Yes, Kevin McAllister is correct from the movie Home Alone. And he does talk about how one of the first things he does is when he finds out he's home alone is he orders a large cheese pizza just for me.
The scene before it, it's one of the greatest movie scenes of all time.
Oh, when the guy delivers it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's
like, get your yellow...
I don't think we need to get into details on our family, our family-oriented trivia podcast.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it yet, you need to go and watch the pizza ordering and pizza delivery scene in Home Alone. It's pretty funny.
So funny.
And finally, question 15. What enzyme, often from calf stomachs, is used in traditional cheese making?
I don't know.
He does not know. This is a tough one. The answer is rennet. Have you ever heard of rennet before?
Huh?
When you add rennet to the whole milk, that's what creates the curds, like the solid cheese curds and the whey to separate. That enzyme is what causes that. And that's how you make the cheese. So, and you get that from calf stomachs.
You've ruined my childhood.
Yeah, right. Calf stomach enzymes and just mold and bacteria. Just that's all cheese is. That's all right, now folks.
I want to move to Philly and have Cheese Whiz.
All right, folks. And with that, we are going to bring cheese trivia to a close. Emmett did a great job. Some of these questions were pretty tough. But we love our cheese here in Wisconsin. We hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this episode or any of the episodes you've listened to, please give us a 5-star review on whatever app you are listening on. We would really appreciate those. And those reviews help us to find more listeners just like you. Also, if you want some more information, you can follow us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on both Facebook and on Instagram. And we also wanted to make just a quick little plug. You heard it at the beginning of the episode. We have a tour coming up in the next couple of weeks. We have 2 live events that we're going to be doing this summer. The first one you can find on Sunday, June 22nd at Zambaldi Beer in Green Bay, Wisconsin at 3:00. And the second event, you can find us live at Cycling Brews in De Pere, Wisconsin at 2:00. We would love to see you at one of our live events.
Okay, wait, what? We're bringing beer and that trash into our family.
These are wonderful family events. All right, these are things that that definitely are their family geared days. All right, thank you so much for listening each and every single week. We really wouldn't do this without you. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of your week. See you later.
Alligators.